A couple of years ago, I recorded a video about the book Instant Influence by Michael Pantolon and the six-step instant influence technique inside that book. And I was reminded of it recently, and there are some profound lessons in persuasion and how persuasion works and how influence works in there. And I thought I would just revisit it and take it on from a fresh perspective. For those of you who missed it the first time, for those of you who watched it the first time and got a lot of value out of it, and for those of you who even went and got the book and went through it, perhaps even just going through this video again as a reminder will be an opportunity to even better apply the lessons that it contains.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
Okay, so inside this book, Instant Influence by Michael Pantolon, it's really focused around this six-step process that's all about influencing people. And you know, the interesting thing about it is that it doesn't even come from the world of business or sales or marketing or any of that, even though it is applicable and has been applied to business, sales, marketing, etc. It actually comes from the emergency room. So Michael Pantolon helped do some research in emergency rooms where doctors were dealing with alcoholic patients who would be in the emergency room for something dealing with their alcoholism, a medical emergency dealing with their alcoholism. They'd end up in the emergency room and they had an average of, I think it was seven and a half minutes to do something to convince this person to change their behavior enough. Like, and this is, for many of these people, it's a lifelong addiction or a very long addiction. He had an opportunity to, in these 7 minutes, the goal is to help these people change their behavior enough such that they end up less likely to come back into the emergency room for alcohol-related issues. And so they actually came up with this process and they did scientific research and proved that it did reduce the number of people who came back in. And so it's absolutely fascinating. We're gonna go through the six steps here, the six questions. And using these questions, we will dive into the influence techniques and principles that are tapped into with these questions. So the six steps. Number one, the first question that you ask is, why might you change? So regardless of whatever the situation is, in any kind of change work, including selling, sales, there is a future desired state. And that future desired state is the solution to a problem, or it is a it's some unfulfilled desire, some outcome that they want that they don't yet have the ability to generate in their life. And so it is established before you get to this first question, why might you change, that there is a change possible. So, you know, solving this problem, fulfilling this desire, whatever it is, this change is possible. So then you ask, why? Like, why would you go for this change? Why would you want to solve this problem? Why would you want to pursue this opportunity, right? And what this does is it elicits the person's own internal motivations, because as prospects, as people, we each have our own motivations to do anything that we want to do in our life. And it's worth remembering that as a marketer, salesperson, copywriter, persuader, if you are trying to force your motivations on somebody, you're not very likely to make a sale. And you're much more likely to make that sale if you do tap into their own internal motivation. So you ask, why might you change? And the answer elicits that person's motivations for change. So that's step one. Step two is, how ready are you to change on a scale of 1 to 10? Fairly simple question. If you're a regular viewer or listener of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, you'll know that I use the 1 to 10 scale quite often. This is a little bit different way to come into it, but it's a very basic, you know, how ready are you to solve this problem? How ready are you to go out and create this outcome? on a scale of 1 to 10. If somebody's not very motivated, if it's like a 2 or a 3, obviously their likelihood of change is, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. If their motivation is very low, if their readiness is very low versus if their readiness is very high. But then the magic of that question, that how ready are you to change on a scale of 1 to 10? The magic of that question is in this next question. Why didn't you pick a lower number? Why didn't you pick a lower number? So that's the third step. So why would you ask it this way instead of why didn't you pick a higher number? Well, the why didn't you pick a higher number elicits the brain to find all the objections, all the reasons why they would not want to change, versus why didn't you pick a lower number elicits the brain to come up with all the reasons why they would want to change, or like come up with the counter objections, right? The objections to stay in the same. And so why didn't you pick a lower number is a very interesting, it's a very interesting twist on the psychology of this, that you're actually asking the person's mind to come up with all the reasons why they do want what you are putting forward, why they do want whatever outcome or desire you've put out there in front of them. And you're doing it in a way, because it's linked to that 1 to 10 scale, that it is, it's even more powerful. Now imagine you've changed, what would the positive outcomes be? So we go here from reasons to change, right? How might you change, or why might you change, which is the first question, to imagine you've changed, what would the positive outcomes be? Now, in my sleight of pen training for copywriters, I talk about a concept called future pacing, which comes from the world of NLP and hypnosis. And this future pacing is essentially imagining something to be true in the future. And when you do this for change work, the power of it is it gives you a destination to move towards. And the more clear that you are able to create that picture, the more powerful of a motivator it is to pull you into that heaven state. So another way that I teach the arc of any kind of pitch is having this unsolved problem that is hell. The ideal future outcome when the problem is solved better than they ever imagined is heaven. And so imagine you've changed, what would the positive outcomes be? You're looking for them to paint their own picture of heaven and fill in as many details there as possible. And again, it comes from their own internal motivations. Not just like what do they want to move away from, but what do they want to move towards? And so the great thing about that is it creates a future scenario that gives them a horizon to start moving towards. And again, the application there in any kind of selling or marketing or copywriting is if you can get an idea of what that positive outcome, ideal future would look like for the vast majority of your prospects, you have the opportunity to capture that into your own selling message. Now, the next step, step number 5, is why are these outcomes important to you? So again, like we've gotten them to state what their positive outcomes would be, right? Now we're asking them to assign emotional value, assign whatever value to like what the positive outcomes, like why they are important to them, right? And then finally, what is the next step, if anything? So a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? It's a truism, it's a saying, it's, you know, whatever it is, it is also a pretty solid piece of advice to actually get people to do things. In fact, in Getting Things Done, the book by David Allen, he talks about next actions. And if you don't have a clearly defined physical next action step, like call X person at this number, right? Then you are much less likely to be able to complete that when the situation is right to complete it. So you have time to make a phone call. If you have call this person at this number regard and have a conversation regarding this, you're much more likely to complete it than if it's just like, you know, some vague call about, you know, new tires needed or something, right? Whatever it is, defining that next step is very powerful. And it's worth noting that in any kind of marketing selling situation, most often our next step is to place the order. Like the next step to move towards that positive future, that those positive outcomes, is actually going through the process and placing the order. So again, the six steps of the instant influence process are: why might you change? How ready are you to change on a scale of 1 to 10? Why didn't you pick a lower number? Imagine you've changed. What would the positive outcomes be? Why are these outcomes important to you? And what is the next step, if anything? And remember, these come from a scientifically proven process to actually get people to change addictions to alcohol that had landed them in the emergency room, to get them to change that behavior. And in that case, like, you know, a little bit of influence can save a life. And I don't know what product or service you're selling, but in many cases, your products and services, if you're actually creating those to create value for your customers, the more you can take them through this type of influence journey, the more positive benefit you can create in their life and the more positive impact you can create for them. I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Check out the links in the description to some of the training that's been mentioned in this episode. Also, leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? And by the way, you can check out a link to Instant Influence on Amazon as well. Tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value, and I hope I've delivered it here. I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.